Our next guest is Karen Graneman. Karen is the general manager and CEO of the University Club at Michigan State University. And Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Bill.
So, Karen, tell us, what is a university club? What is it that goes on there?
Well, Bill, it's a very special place. It's a home away from home. Many of our members call it their cheers. We're a private club that offers services and programs for those who value quality experiences, personalized service, and a lovely atmosphere. It's interesting, we can talk about what we are physically, which is a private restaurant, a banquet facility, a fitness center, and a spa, and a beautiful new outdoor pool and hot tub complex. But I always like to talk about what happens at the club, because that's much more significant than the physical facility itself. We're a place where traditions occur, where generations of families have made memories together. We're a place where connections happen, both business and personal. And we've got a staff that's passionate about delivering those quality experiences. People often tell us that we've got the best food in town, and we certainly agree with that. Our staff routinely goes above and beyond for members, and we're an inclusive club that's family friendly and open to all. So, you know, throughout the course of a year, we offer all kinds of holiday events and parties and, educational opportunities. We've got the biggest, best Halloween party in town, Thanksgiving, Santa brunches, gingerbread house workshops, holiday parties, New Year's Eve parties, St. Patrick's Day, Mother's Day, Easter, lobster fests, all kinds of things. And it's just, like I say, people consider it their home away from home. It's a place where we know your name, we know what your favorite drink is, and people feel comfortable there and enjoy bringing friends and family and colleagues and just enjoying that exquisite experience.
Well, I certainly can vouch for that. I know when I go in and perhaps bring a work colleague in to have lunch, it is my drink of choice, as you well know, is a Diet Coke, and it's always nice to see it sitting there at the table when I arrive. It's just a little extra special touch that does make you feel like you're home, and I know that. For my children, particularly when they were younger, the most looked forward to event of the year was gingerbread house decorating at the University Club, and I think my youngest probably did more eating than decorating, but just a fun family tradition that I think so many families have enjoyed, along with many of the other things you've mentioned, whether it's the Mother's Day brunch, which lets dads a little bit off the hook, or Thanksgiving, and Karen, let's actually talk about that for a second. So with the pandemic, obviously it's changed everything that we do, but you've provided a really special service to members of the U Club this year. Those that aren't really excited about cooking and may have come to the Thanksgiving brunch, you now you've had this year a takeout option.
Well, Bill, as I mentioned, the really special thing about the club is the experiences. And of course, the pandemic has robbed us of the opportunity to provide those traditions. And we have generations of member families that, you know, people come up to me and tell me my grandparents were members and then my parents were members. And, you know, then their kids are getting married at the club and they're joining. And so we were very, very committed to the fact that if we couldn't be open to provide these traditions to our members in person, we were going to deliver them to them anyway. So we've been doing carryout meals, of course, like many restaurants have, but we've also been doing virtual wine tastings and craft and cocktails carryout. Our bake shop has gone into high gear to produce sweets for our members. And then we get into those holiday events like the gingerbread house workshops. We had 7 workshops scheduled and they were all sold out when we were you know, mandated to close a week or so ago. And so we went into high gear and converted all those reservations to a kit and packed up all the candy and the icing and everything else. And our members are picking them up and taking them home. Over the next 2 days, we will send over 500 Thanksgiving dinners out the door. For our Halloween, we weren't able to do our Halloween party, so we staged that as a whole series of small outdoor things like pumpkin carving and a costume parade and trunk or treat event in the parking lot, a pet costume party, just anything we could do to try to still deliver that experience, but under extenuating circumstances.
Well, and that I think that really speaks to how the University Club works on a day-to-day basis. The same creativity and focus on details and extraordinary customer service that plays out, you know, really in the most normal of times, translates in these times we're living in now to creating special experiences and special opportunities. In ways that that maybe a less creative guy like me couldn't have imagined, but you and your team come up with just extraordinary ways to make your members feel special and to create those special experiences. And so we're hopeful that as we go through the winter and get into the spring. You know, there's very good news on the front in terms of a vaccine, and hopefully that will all come to pass. And if it does, then I think we're hopeful that we can have a robust summer at the club. And one of the highlights of summer at the club is the pool and the outdoor recreational opportunities. And you know, at the U Club, you've got a brand new pool. It's really, really quite special. Could you, you know, tell us about summer at the club and particularly your new, what we've come to call the new backyard?
Well, sure. As you well know, a couple of years ago, we undertook a major improvement project and completely removed the 49-year-old pool that was sitting in our backyard and replaced it with a fantastic complex that includes that pool with a zero entry, which is great for little kids, a couple of splash features. We've got 6 lap lanes and a large diving well, and an expansive deck where that wonderful customer service takes place. You can enjoy your favorite cocktail sitting by the pool, which you can't do very many places, along with a meal or a snack or a hamburger. And then we've got a separate adult-only area where there's a large hot tub, a nice shade structure, and just lots of room for somebody who doesn't want to be around kids or splashed on can go sit and relax and read a book. The great thing for me, the reason I know it's a real success, is the members just love it. We get members who show up in their street clothes, you know, just to go sit in that adult area and read a book. It's a relaxing place with a gorgeous view of the golf course and the woods. It's just a special little kind of nestled back there, lots of green and lots of trees. And then, like I said before, it's the programming. It's the extra touches added by the staff that make the difference. We'll deliver your meal to your chair. We do all kinds of programming. Again, generations of members have learned how to swim on our swim team. We have swimming lessons. We do 8 weeks of camp. So these are day camps where the kids come from 9 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday. Every week has a different theme. Obviously features, they're fed well, lots of educational opportunities and fun experiences and outdoor play. And every day includes, you know, just kind of ends in the pool for some good old fun. So, you know, and from an adult standpoint, there's a lot of dining opportunities during the summer. We have an outdoor terrace area where our members enjoy lunch and dinner. We do lobster parties, margarita parties, glow nights, just all kinds of, again, parties and experiences to create memories and just make the club a special place for our members.
Yes, I know a couple of members that joined the U Club specifically when they became aware of the children's programming in the summer and the camps that the U Club puts on that really I think do go, you know, go above and beyond in terms of the meals and the swimming opportunities and just the great fun that the young people have at the camps. And as I say, I've known a couple people that became familiar with the U Club and their point of entry to the club was through those camps and how special they are during the summer. So, but the U Club, you know, as we've talked about a little bit, isn't just a summer place. There are year round activities, and I would argue that the U Club has just an extraordinary Sunday brunch, probably one of the best brunches that I've ever been at, and certainly the best in Mid Michigan. And tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously today we can't do that in the same way, but hopefully when we get back to a more normal state, tell us about what people could expect out of the Sunday brunch.
Well, you're absolutely right. Our Sunday brunch is pretty expansive and delicious, and it's a very popular offering for our members. And we offer it every Sunday all year long. I know a lot of clubs might be one Sunday a month or something like that, but we have it every Sunday unless it's a holiday and we're closed. But it features an expansive array of cold items, salads, smoked fishes, shrimp, fruit. And then there's an expansive selection of entrees, from pasta items to breakfast items to blintzes and waffles and pancakes and bacon and sausage. Then we have an omelet station. We have a carving station featuring our delicious prime rib. And then, of course, there's the dessert buffet, and that's fairly incredible. I don't know how many feet long it is, but we always say if somebody leaves our Sunday brunch hungry, it's their fault, not ours.
Indeed it is. There is nothing quite like having a great omelet and prime rib all at the same time.
Yeah, and even with, as I mentioned, we understand the things that our members enjoy and the reasons they love the club and stay members. And so we were committed to converting that. Obviously, you can't do buffets right now. And we converted it to a delicious kind of brunch menu where you could order an entree off of a wonderful menu, but then it includes a fruit bowl and a salad and a selection of desserts and your coffee and your juice. And, we tried to do that hybrid of keeping some of the special things about brunch, but, you know, getting away from all of the buffet aspects that aren't allowed right now.
And one of the things I've always found interesting about the club and have taken advantage of from time to time is that when people think of a place like the University Club, you know, as you said earlier, most people immediately go to the physical structure and think about the building and the services. And you mentioned that you like to think of it first as the people and the experiences, with which I wholeheartedly agree. But one of the aspects of the club that people might not appreciate is that the club has a reciprocal relationships with many, many other clubs, not only across the state of Michigan, but literally across the nation and the world. And so if you're traveling, you can make arrangements to take advantage of the services at a club somewhere else in the country. Say if you need to have a special business luncheon or something like that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You're very correct about this, Bill. It's for anyone who travels or has family in other locations, this is a huge benefit to membership at the University Club. We have reciprocal agreements with over 500 private clubs around the world. So that includes a lot of university clubs throughout the country. It also includes all of the clubs that are owned or managed by an organization called Club Corp, which owns or operates many of the most exclusive and upscale clubs around the world. So you can enjoy, you can call us, we'll make a reservation for you at one of our reciprocal clubs. You can enjoy dining, you can enjoy a round of golf. Many of these clubs have hotel rooms. So this is a network that includes clubs like the Detroit Athletic Club, Firestone, Pinehurst, the Union League in Chicago, the Union League in Philadelphia, the Army Navy Club, and many, many others. We've had members traveling in Hong Kong, China, Europe, all over the world, and we've made opened the door for them to enjoy an experience at a private club there. There's a story I love to tell, and it's kind of one of those, you know, the plumber with leaky pipes kind of thing. I'm almost embarrassed to tell it about myself, but we have, my husband and I have two daughters, and a few years ago, they were both graduating from different universities on the same weekend. One from Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and then a few days later, the other was getting her master's from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And we had family coming in from around the country, and I was befuddled as to how am I going to do this, because it felt like every university in Washington, D.C. graduated on the same weekend, and so I knew the restaurants were all going to be packed. I called a couple of them, and, you know, they were filled with reservations, and I wanted a nice experience for the family members who were going to kind of take that journey with us from Washington to Baltimore and enjoy both those graduations. And suddenly I thought, Karen, reciprocal privileges. And I called the University Club of Washington, D.C., and we had the most incredible dinner and experience. We had a walnut paneled private room with white gloved servers and a delicious meal. And we sat there for hours and hours and laughed and enjoyed our company. And then a couple days later, we were at a club in downtown Baltimore that was on the 13th floor of a building downtown that overlooked the bay. And it was, again, a phenomenal experience, fabulous food, incredible service. And I constantly tell my members, don't forget about your reciprocal privileges. They're amazing. And like I say, many of them have hotel rooms, athletic clubs, all kinds of bowling alleys, all kinds of ancillary services. And so it's a great thing to utilize and enjoy as part of your membership.
Yeah. I've always thought that's, as you say, Karen, it's one of those things that's easy to forget, but is just an extraordinary opportunity to be able to access some of the country's finest clubs and be made to feel right at home while you're there. So something that U Club members have as a great advantage to membership.
And certainly if you're entertaining clients and you have a client in Philadelphia and you say, you know, let's meet for dinner at the Union League, that's a pretty nice thing to be able to, you know, to augment the experience involved in your business relationship as well. So we always encourage members to remember that.
And the University Club also has a relationship with Forest Acres. So individuals that are interested in playing golf have that opportunity. And then you've got also a very nice exercise and spa facility. So could you talk about some of those activities?
You know, for years, as history evolved, the University Club and the university's golf course kind of wound up as next door neighbors, but without any kind of formal relationship. So about 20 or so years ago, we sat down with Forest Acres and said, let's make a country club experience between the two of us. So people are able to join the University Club and enjoy basically a country club golf experience at Forest Acres. The membership includes unlimited golf on Forest Acres East and West. It includes unlimited use of the heated driving bays. It includes use of the short game area. It includes, you know, a discount on purchases, on cart rentals. It's really a wonderful membership, and our members get advanced tee time privileges. So those tee times can be made ahead of the public. So we have a nice group of members who are enjoy those benefits and are golf members. And as you mentioned, we do also have a fitness center and a spa. The fitness center is a lovely, small, upscale, you know, cherry lockers, beautiful amenities, fabulous staff with highly qualified backgrounds. And so people can join the fitness center as well and enjoy unlimited use of that facility. And then we've packaged the two of them together and created what we call our Everything membership. So someone can join and be, you know, have access to all of the social amenities that we've talked about before, as well as unlimited golf and unlimited use of the fitness center. So it's kind of a menu approach where you kind of select what you want and use the services that you want based on your family. And it works. It works really, really well.
So Karen, that leads me into my next question, which is, how people access the U Club. Are there restrictions to membership? Is it possible for anybody to join? And what would a person do if they were interested in joining?
Well, Bill, as I mentioned before, we're referred to as the Inclusive Exclusive Club. So yes, we are a private club. Our services are only available to those who join, but there are no barriers to joining. Just historically, the University Club was started in 1929. So we last year celebrated our 90th anniversary, and it was started as a faculty club. Thus, that's the origin of the University Club name. But over the years, we have evolved to be very focused on the community as well. We kind of have that town and gown environment where it's a wonderful mix of university administrators, professors, support staff, as well as, you know, everybody from the governor and mayor of Lansing to business people, professionals, anybody who wants to enjoy the services and the experiences that we offer is welcome to apply for membership.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's been an absolute joy learning more about the University Club today. And Karen, I always like to wrap up with a fun question or two. So let me ask you, when you have a free moment of time and you're not busy running the club, what's your favorite University Club activity?
Wow, that's like asking me which kind of chocolate I like best. Well, I have a unique perspective because my husband and I were members of the club for many years before I went to work there. So I can honestly tell you my experiences come from both sides of the fence. Our kids grew up at the club. They were on the swim team. They sat on Santa's lap every year. They attended Easter brunch and sat on the Easter bunny's lap, and everything about it is wonderful. It's first class. The staff is dedicated to providing a quality experience, and our members become our family. And I would have to tell you that that's my favorite part. We become family. And, you know, I have celebrated many, a wedding, a birth of a baby, an anniversary, a retirement, and even memorials as we become, you know, family together and experience those life milestones together. So I think that is by far my favorite part as the CEO is the relationships that are built at the University Club and the wonderful people that belong there and engage in the activities together and become, you know, I've seen families that start off just sitting next to each other on chairs at the pool, become lifelong friends. And, You know, I've been part of the U Club between my membership experience and my 24 years there working. I've seen people, you know, for 30 years become fast friends. And that's just a really, you know, it's kind of like those friendships you make through your kids' schools that just last forever. And that's what the club does, is kind of that, you know, you grow up together, you celebrate life's milestones together, you share life's tragedies together. We send cards to our members when they're ill or when we've lost a loved one. It's a special place. That's all I can say. And that's my favorite part.
Well, that's wonderful. And it indeed is a very, very special place. So again, we're joined today by Karen Graneman, the CEO and general manager of the University Club at Michigan State University. Karen, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, Bill, thank you for the opportunity. And I just would welcome anyone who's listening, come check us out and see if it's the right thing for you and your family. We'd love to have you.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us, Karen.
You bet.